For a lot of our listeners, when they hear that music, they think good things, happy thoughts, sunshine. Well, it's raining here in Nashville. It's kind of crappy. So just be aware of that. It's going to probably rain all day. If you're going to be out and about listening to the show, just be careful out on the roads. Probably a lot of standing water. We promised you that we would head east when we came back, and we're going to do that. We're going to head to Knoxville and bring in UT Athletic Director John Curry. He's been nice enough to call in. Good morning, John. How you doing?
Good morning. It's awesome to be on 102.5 The Game with you guys.
Well, thanks for doing this. We really appreciate it. Let me ask you this. As you are approaching 3 months now on the job there in Knoxville, what is one thing that maybe has surprised you? And you can take that however you want. Take it wherever you want. Just 3 months on the job, what has surprised you the most to this point?
Well, it's been an incredible ride. I think this is 75 days or 74 days since we got started. But as I said previously, the most impressive thing to me coming back to the University of Tennessee after being gone for 8 years is how much this campus has been transformed from an academic perspective in terms of the university rising into the national rankings academically, as well as the beautification of the campus, all the new academic buildings, our new student union, Tickle Engineering Building. The beautification of our campus is incredible. And then Knoxville has boomed, and downtown Knoxville is overrun with people and downtown apartments and condominiums and all that kind of stuff. It is really, really a cool city. I believe we have the best city in the conference, without a doubt. And we're really excited that we're moving forward and grateful to be here.
Another city that's booming is, of course, our market. And for some of us, it's a little too much. But you know what? It doesn't matter. It's not going to stop. So we're just going to have to deal with traffic and infrastructure and everything else that comes with, you know, a major growth like Nashville. You know, there are a ton of UT alums in our market, in our city. How do you view, as the new AD at UT, how do you view Nashville?
Well, Nashville is an awesome place, and you know, kind of like coming back to Knoxville after being gone for 8 years. I was in Nashville back in January for the NCAA convention, and I went out to go to dinner. I was still at Kansas State at the time, and I went to dinner with some really great K-State people who live there in Nashville, and they took me to dinner down in the Gulch area. I had no idea that existed, right? Because it didn't exist when I was here 8 years before. I got to stop at the Station Inn, which is one of my favorite places in the world, and it is definitely a very a special place for me that I spent a lot of time in my first 10 years here at the University of Tennessee. And we'll be back there for the UT All-Sports Picnic on July the 10th from 6 to 8 p.m. Down at Sycamore Farms, and looking forward to seeing a lot of all fans there.
Do you want to keep, as the AD, keep scheduling things? Like last year, kicked off the football season here in our city at Nissan Stadium. It was a basketball game against Gonzaga, who would eventually go on and play in the national championship game in our city at Bridgestone Arena. Do you want to continue to put your sports in this market for maybe a regular season game or what have you?
Sure. I think we always look for opportunities in markets that are special and important to the University of Tennessee, and Nashville, as the heart of the state of Tennessee, is incredibly important to our university. When I was here 10 years ago, I was part of putting together some of those basketball games back in the day. Scott Ramsey and all the National Sports Commission people are great people. And we'll look for opportunities that make sense down the road. You know, in football and in basketball, it'd be awesome to play a baseball game downtown sometime. We got a new baseball coach, Tony Vitello, who's doing an incredible job. He's been in Nashville a bunch already. We're in Orange, and we're going to reassert the prominence of Tennessee baseball across our state, and that goes along with all of our sports here at the University of Tennessee.
Last thing, John, on my end, I'm going to flip this over to Derek. I've been really intrigued by your letters to the fans. It's pretty interesting. I can't really think of very many other ADs that do that, and I could be wrong. It's not like I sit here and follow every Division I school in the country, but I think it's a little unique. Where did you come up with that concept, just to kind of constantly keep the fans informed in what's going on behind the scenes?
Well, there are some other ADs that do that. Really, when I started at K-State, though, 8 years ago, we were kind of in disarray and had a trust deficit with our fans. And little by little, you know, I might have done five or six that first year, but then I kept getting great response from a totally diverse cross-section of our fans about how much they appreciated it and liked that communication. Now, my wife thinks they're too long, and she clicks out pretty quick. But it's been great here, the response that I think we've done about six here, and we'll do them every 2 to 3 weeks. Might not do one in July when things are slowing down a little bit or on vacation, but we'll do them every 2 or 3 weeks or more often when the spirit moves us, when we have something important to share. It's also a way, as you know, I've got an email portal for fans to email me questions and things like that, and sometimes it'll be a question that I take from getting a tweet from somebody or direct email or whatever, and be able to explain back, answer that question broadly. So it's something we enjoy doing, and the response is tremendous. And who would think it from a quote unquote old fashioned vehicle like email rather than one of the Snapchat or WhatsApp or something like that.
Yeah, you're not periscoping it. Is
exactly.
What you're saying.
I haven't figured out the periscope thing yet, but maybe we'll get to that. Maybe Tom can help me with that.
Exactly. We'll talk with John Curry, UT's University of Tennessee's athletic director. Now you mentioned Twitter, as everyone else does. Just about they have it on their device. Do you have the Twitter app on your device where it's always constantly going off?
I don't look at Twitter constantly. And that is because I find, especially back about 2011-12, when I really kind of studied it and mm-hmm. got into it, I found that I'd be sitting there, with 10 minutes before a meeting or a phone call, and all of a sudden I'd have been looking at Twitter for 30 minutes and I lost some time there. But we do pay attention. Mm-hmm. It is an important vehicle for us to share news and understand the pulse of our people. And I'm not the top in the league in the number of followers. I think I'm closing in on 20,000. But it's been fun to have good response, and that is a good way. One of the different ways we can ensure that we have our message out there. One of the things we do in intercollegiate athletics, we're such a mysterious enterprise to a lot of people, right? Mm-hmm. And so I consider one of my responsibilities is the demystification of athletics. And, here's the facts. Here's what our budget is. Here's why we make particular decisions. People may not always agree with them, but at least if we've done our part to explain, how we arrived at a particular decision, we've shown that there's some process and thought in that particular decision.
Now, you brought up a key word there, enterprise. And like any great CEO, to me, I consider college football, college athletics, a business. So with any CEO, he goes from one major corporation to another major corporation. Your responsibilities or your outlook on how you run the job tend to change. Sometimes you keep hold of your core principles, but each job brings its different components to it. Now, coming from K-State, Big 12, now you're here at UT, SEC, has there been some things that have changed for you, or how has some things, or how have you gone about your approach as of AD and at UT? Is it different from what it was at K-State?
Well, I think the fundamentals are the same. One of the parallels between K-State and Tennessee is passionate fans. Now, Tennessee has a longer and richer history than K-State, but, K-State's going to come play Vanderbilt in September there. They'll have 10 to 15,000 fans that descend on Nashville. I scheduled that game because I wanted this region to see, when I was at K-State, I wanted the Southeast to see that passion from those K-State fans. But so we had great passion there. We have great passion here at the University of Tennessee. So you mentioned college athletics was a business, and although we do have some business principles, mm-hmm. we are an enterprise, and we use that word deliberately because we're an enterprise with business principles. If mm-hmm. we were a business, we've got 20 sports here at the University of Tennessee. If we were a business, we would shut down 18 of them because there's only two that generate a net surplus. So we have to remember that the core thing of what we do is education. We're in the education business, or enterprise, I should say, and our student athletes, are at the forefront of what we do every day. And sometimes we make decisions that are for the betterment of student athletes, and for student athlete experience that you wouldn't make if you were in a business, because it's not a profitable decision. All right. So the fact that we fly charter airplanes for both men's and women's basketball, when our Tennessee is fortunate to have a revenue stream associated with women's basketball, but it's not as significant as a men's basketball revenue stream. But we treat those sports exactly the same in terms of how we care for our student athletes, provide housing, nutrition, travel, et cetera. So we have to remember that we're in the education business first and the student-athlete business, even though the overall enterprise does generate some revenue, fortunately, which we turn around and invest in the student-athlete experience.
Now, when you walked on campus and you got into everything, your job, was there anything from an infrastructure standpoint that you wanted to tackle first? Or, I mean, I'm pretty sure their facilities are top-notch, and there's nothing that is pressing for the University of Tennessee and athletic department.
Well, I wouldn't say that. In African college athletics, there should always be something pressing, or you're going to fall behind real fast. Mm-hmm. And we were very fortunate in the early 2000s that we were able to raise some money here and build some pretty nice facilities. But you look ahead, and those facilities are now 10 years old. And so you got to continue to maintain and upgrade and candidly paint, right? So Neyland Stadium is 96 years old, sections of it. And there's a lot of steel out there, and a lot of it's rusting. It's structurally sound, but in terms of aesthetics and looking like we're all buttoned up, we got to paint. And Neyland Stadium is kind of like the Golden Gate Bridge. You start painting on one end, and by the time you get to the other, it's time to go back and start. We're spending $1 million this summer just on painting some of the steel at Neyland Stadium. We'll do the same for the next two summers. And then many of our fans who are listening right now probably sit in the south end of the stadium or the east side of the stadium, and they know that the services that are provided there in terms of basic fan amenities and ADA access are not nearly up to snuff, so to speak, to what they should be, in 2017. So we'll be very strategic and deliberate and fiscally responsible, but we will proceed with the much-needed modernization and upgrades to the basic fan experience, concessions, restrooms, all that kind of stuff, ingress, egress of the stadium, and work hard to complete that master plan. As far as our other facilities go, I'm sitting in the Neyland Thompson Sports Complex and the Anderson Training Center and the Brenda Lawson Center, and what a beautiful facility we have. I've got to compliment Coach Jones. Does an unbelievable job of recruiting an organization, and the progress that's been made in this program under his leadership on the last 4 years is tremendous. Many people don't know that when he came here 4 years ago, we were one APR point away from ineligibility for the postseason, et cetera. And they've turned that around. They've got the best academic performance of the program in its history, both from a graduation rate and an APR standpoint. And then, we had the best draft that we had since 2002. So I think we're on the cusp of really great things under his leadership.
John Curry is with us, Tennessee Athletic Director. John, I imagine when you're a new athletic director, relationship building is so important. Talk about how you start your relationship, your working relationship with Butch Jones, because obviously it's going to be very important going forward.
Well, we spent some time together, some at Caravan events. One of the great things about being in the same, we're in the same, we're kind of like in an L-shaped angle of the building. So you can walk down to his office and he can walk down to my office, which we both do. I stopped in on a staff meeting this morning and stuck my head in the door, and they got the whole staff. They're grinding away, getting ready for the season, to compliment them on the recruiting job they did on Saturday. From an organizational attention to details, these guys do an unbelievable job, and they're working very, very hard. It's very impressive to me. I'm just looking forward to continuing to get to know each other. And we got a big game coming up on September 4th. It's a very challenging game against Georgia Tech with what I describe as a unique offense, and I'm excited about that.
John, let's talk about a relationship you've had for a long time, and Philip Fulmer. The story comes out yesterday, his official role now with the school. How do you plan? What's your vision to how to use an ambassador like that to your advantage?
Well, first of all, I think we're all incredibly grateful for Coach Fulmer being willing to give up some of his time, right? And making a significant investment of his time and energy into advancing the entire University of Tennessee system throughout the state and really around the country. And I know Dr. DiPietro, our system president, who's provided great leadership for the university, had talked to him about this for some time. And when I got here, we were able to talk some more and build in some athletic stuff, because that's clearly very important. I mean, he's a He represents the greatest era, greatest period of time in the modern history of our program, and where we want to be, which is on that stage again with that trophy, just like we were in 1998. So I'm extremely pleased and excited, and he's going to be busy, and you know, with the president and with Chancellor Davenport, who's doing a wonderful job for us. Grateful to her for hiring me, obviously. But I'm really excited and pleased that we're able to march forward together.
There's no question, as an ambassador, he's going to be a knockout. What about just as a sounding board for you or for Coach Jones or for both? Do you envision that kind of relationship developing where you sort of pick his brain behind the scenes on little things?
Sure, and you know, Coach Fulmer is willing to help in whatever way he's asked, and that's the way he's been for the University of Tennessee his entire life and career. You know, there's been a couple things that I've run by him already, and looking forward to doing that even more.
John, hope you continue to remain visible, because I think it's important today, and really anything, for people who are running things in a leadership role to be out there and amongst the people. I think that does breed success amongst programs. I think it helps. That's just my opinion. And I see that you've done that since you've arrived in Knoxville, and I hope you continue to do that. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Appreciate the opportunity and the platform, and hope to see a lot of you on July the 10th at the All Sports Picnic and Big Orange Caravan at Sycamore Farms.
No doubt about it. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you all.
All right. That is UT Athletic Director John Curry, and we do appreciate him joining us. We'll take a break, come back with more of 3D next.